It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. Hour two, Larry Kudlow Show. By the way, you can get us on the internet. LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com, live stream, internet all around the country, throughout the world, and the solar system, including the Milky Way. So, away from the war, House Oversight Chair Jamie Comer has subpoenaed pretty much everybody in the Biden family. Hunter Biden, Robert Biden, Sarah Biden, all these little Bidens. And he is along, bank checks don't lie. So let's talk about where Mr. Comer's influence, peddling, bribery, impeachment inquiry is going. We bring in the great Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, best-selling author, new book, Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Greg, thank you for doing this, as always. So it's a long laundry list. you can run through it if you want to, but I guess I got to ask you, are they going to show up? That's the first question. Will they show up to testify, these people?
I would bet all the money in my wallet, and I don't have much, that they won't. I mean, Hunter Biden's lawyer immediately issued a statement saying, oh, my client's eager to testify, and then he wrote a caveat. At the right time, which means translation, never. There's never going to be a right time for Hunter Biden to testify. He'll resist with all kinds of demands and delay tactics and vacuous excuses because, frankly, Hunter has no way out of his suspected crimes except to lie about it under oath, which would constitute even more crimes and put him in further jeopardy. But the problem, Larry, for the committee is that Congress has no power to enforce subpoenas. Only Joe Biden's own Justice Department can do that. So, you know, Dad's department ain't going to lift a finger. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been running a protection racket for the Bidens. I mean, just look at the testimony of the IRS whistleblowers and other people at the FBI have come forward. So, you know, you can expect the Attorney General Merrick Garland to dither, even though he moved very quickly against anybody connected to Donald Trump. And moreover, Comer is asking for voluntary interviews of all the other Bidens, some of whom you just named. That ain't going to happen. The family has this phalanx strategy of delay, deflect, and obstruct. They don't want to be forced to testify under oath, to cough up incriminating testimony of obvious influence peddling, tax evasion, money laundering, bribery, foreign lobbying crimes. And, you know, I must say, it's clear Joe Biden was directly involved. He was complicit. The evidence is there, and that puts a complete lie to his repeated claims he knew nothing, wasn't involved. Well, he was. The evidence of his involvement is clear. But, you know, you've got Democrats like Jamie Raskin who continue to falsely claim, oh, gee, Joe Biden did nothing wrong. Neither did any of the other Bidens, despite the tens of millions in overseas cash funneled into Biden-controlled accounts. So, you know, Chairman Comer is facing an uphill battle, Larry.
With checks, though. He's got checks.
Yeah, he has checks. at least one of the checks is exactly 10% for the big guy, which was the remuneration that was so famous in the laptop email, 10% for the big guy, and that was Chinese cash that was funneled into Joe Biden's personal account.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Greg, walk through, if you will, because this is a key point. So, Comer subpoenas, they don't show up. What's the congressional penalty, and why isn't that enforced? In other words, it goes from the Oversight Committee to the Justice Department, but I'm not sure people understand that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a separation of powers. Congress is the legislative branch. They pass laws. They also, under the Constitution, conduct investigation into wrongdoing within their own branch, within the executive branch. But the most they can do is to vote to hold Hunter Biden and other Bidens in contempt for defying their subpoenas.
Right.
But they don't have prosecutorial power. That is the judicial branch that would make a decision on a petition by the Department of Justice, the executive branch. But that's controlled by Joe Biden and Merrick Garland. And they're, you know, they're not going to do it. They're happy to do it if you, you know, if your name is Donald Trump or anybody who is connected to Donald Trump. But you know, they will drag their feet and do nothing when it pertains to the Biden investigation because they're protecting their boss.
Hmm. What happens so now, Hunter Biden? He's going to have a jury trial in Wilmington, Delaware, if I'm not mistaken. Weiss is the special prosecutor. Weiss, who kind of weaseled his way through his own hearings, private hearings, with Comer and the committee. Hunter Biden's, you know, he's still on the hook, right? He's still got big problems.
Yeah, he absolutely has big problems, but frankly, it pales in comparison to the other suspected crimes, and there is compelling evidence of those crimes. So, you know, he faces gun charges, which, by the way, I expect David Weiss to produce a very lackluster prosecution on that, or in the alternative, to cut him a new deal, a new sweetheart deal. But, you know, it, as I say, it pales in comparison to the other suspected crimes of influence peddling, which is bribery under federal law, 18 U.S.C. 201, tax evasion, tax fraud. And, of course, they were using the overseas cash. They were depositing it into these LLCs and shell companies and then moving the money around. And the only explanation for that was to hide it. Well, that's money laundering under our law. It could also be conspiracy, even racketeering. So, why in the world 5 years ago Hunter Biden wasn't charged under FARA with foreign lobbying crimes, which are felonies, is just mystifying. I mean, that's a totally easy one that should have been charged within a month or two. But here we are, 6 years out, and no such charges have been filed. You know, when Weiss appeared before the Judiciary Committee behind closed doors this week, he said, oh, yeah, all these other potential crimes are still on the table. Right.
Trump's, you know, Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was thrown in jail for several years for not registering on that Foreign Registration Act, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear that Manafort was representing foreign entities and lobbying on their behalf. Well, that's exactly what Hunter Biden was doing with Ukraine and Russia and China and Kazakhstan and Romania and all the countries over which his own father held foreign policy influence as vice president of the United States. Hunter was obviously lobbying for things. The Ukraine debacle is the most perfect example of that. And yet he's never been charged with FARA felonies. The only explanation is the fix is in.
Sure, sure. Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, on your book, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents, I want to sell a book, your favorite other patriotic document, 30 seconds.
Well, there are many to choose from. I think one of the things I add in the book is the secret letter from Albert Einstein sent to FDR. Warning him the Nazis are attempting to develop this new and frighteningly powerful weapon, an atomic bomb. I include that letter because it triggered the covert operation by the U.S. to build its own atomic weapon in the highly classified Manhattan Project. Fascinating. But the book is filled with fascinating letters and documents and addresses.
That's a fabulous one. I think each week I'm going to ask you this question so we can go through it. It's fantastic. Greg Jarrett, the best of the best, Fox News legal analyst. And the name of the book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Thank you, Greg. Folks, quick break. Other side of the break, guess what? A blue chip bunch of economists from Ivy League universities said Donald Trump's corporate tax cuts worked brilliantly. We'll have Mike Falkender, ace former Treasury chief economist. I'm Kudlow. Stick around, folks.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.